In this bulletin, dozens reported dead as a Russian passenger plane makes a fiery emergency landing. Israel vows to continue strikes on targets in Gaza as tensions escalate. And polls point to a tightening federal election contest. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The death toll from the fiery crash landing of a Russian passenger plane in Moscow has risen to 41. Television footage shows the Sukhoi Superjet 100 crash bouncing along the tarmac at Sheremetyevo Airport before the rear part of the plane suddenly bursts into flames. Survivors on board Su-1492 escaped via the plane's emergency slides that inflated after the hard landing. The plane, which had been flying from Moscow to the northern Russian city of Murmansk, had been carrying 73 passengers and 5 crew members, according to Russia's aviation watchdog. Russian Investigative Committee spokeswoman Elena Markoskova says an investigation has been launched into the tragedy.
There were 73 passengers and 5 crew members. 28 passengers are now at the airport terminal. Investigators and psychologists are working with them. 5 people have been hospitalised, 37 out of 78 people aboard the plane survived, 33 passengers and 4 crew members.
Back home, in a new poll has revealed Scott Morrison's lead over Bill Shorten as preferred Prime Minister has been slashed, while Labor continues to hold on to an election-winning lead. The Sydney Morning Herald and The Age report 45% of voters favour Mr Morrison compared to Mr Shorten's 40%. The 5% gap compares to 11% in the previous Ipsos poll last month. The poll of about 1,200 people also reveals Labor's two-party preferred lead over the coalition has been reduced by 1 point to 52-48. The latest news poll shows the race is even tighter, with the ALP ahead 51-49. And both major parties agree the election race is tight. Coalition frontbencher Senator Simon Birmingham has told the ABC voters should know their decision at the ballot box on May 18 will count, but Labor has accused the government of running a relentless scare campaign.
Who knows how much more negative Scott Morrison will get in this campaign? It's been very negative from them so far. We've been putting up a positive agenda for what we want for this country. All you've got is Scott Morrison saying, we can't afford it, we can't afford it. What he means when he says we can't afford it is you don't deserve it. You don't deserve pension or dental. You don't deserve to properly fund the NDIS. You don't deserve 3- and 4-year-old preschool. You don't deserve fee relief on your childcare.
Workers will march down a popular Melbourne cafe and bar strip today to protest what they claim are extreme levels of wage theft. Lawyers for the hospitality union have filed a complaint with the Fair Work Ombudsman about the actions of some employers on Chapel Street in the inner suburb of South Yarra. The union has accused at least 12 venues of underpaying staff, with workers at least one receiving as little as $10 an hour. Hospo Voice says it's uncovered cash payments, tax fraud, superannuation and wage theft, and alleges one business has been running 2 sets of books. The death toll has risen in the Gaza Strip, with Israel confirming it had killed a Hamas commander in what is described as a targeted strike. A military statement says that Hamad Ahmed Abed Kurdi had been responsible for transferring funds from Iran to armed factions in Gaza. Palestinian witnesses said he was killed in an airstrike on his car. Follows a series of retaliatory Israeli airstrikes in Gaza over the weekend that have led to dozens of deaths. Militants fired 400 rockets into Israeli towns and villages in an intense period of violence. In response, the Israeli military says it's launched some 220 airstrikes against militants in Gaza. In the A-League, Adelaide United celebrations will likely be short-lived, knowing a mammoth task awaits them after its dramatic elimination final victory. United hung tough after Melbourne City before Ben Halloran found a 119th minute winner in Adelaide last night. The win was Adelaide's first finals triumph since its grand final success in 2016, but now comes the most formidable task in the A-League, a trip west to take on Perth Glory on Friday night. Sydney FC will host Melbourne Victory on Sunday to decide this year's grand finalists. Let's take a look at the weather for the rest of today. Showers easing in Perth, a top of 21. Fine weather for Adelaide and 20. A possible shower in Melbourne, 17. Cloudy in Hobart, 15. Mostly sunny in the capital, Canberra, 18. Partly cloudy in Wollongong, 19. Much the same for Sydney and Newcastle, 21. In Brisbane, fine weather, 24. 5 degrees. In Cairns, mostly sunny and 29. And in Darwin, fine weather, sunny and 33 degrees. Peggy Giacomellos for SBS News.